free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney's my name on this overnight highway that we're traveling on together. Water cooler buzz, that's what we like to call it. We're going to lighten the load, certainly talk about some of what's happening in Washington. Really, the big dispute now that they shoved this debt ceiling, the raising of it, down our throats with little or no explanation that made any sense. Now, the FAA... The problem there with the partial shutdown is costing millions more than it would actually save. So, in a nutshell, by shutting down some of the rural, so-called rural airports, because not all of them are, they might be dubbed that, but they're certainly not the commuter. Some of the commuter points that we're talking about aren't really all that small. But what happened was Congress bolted. 4,000 people were furloughed, make it 74,000 because 70,000 construction workers who were working on projects were pushed aside too. So the partial shutdown has cost the government more in tax collections than what they saved by passing the funding extension that the House Republicans had out there. And how much is money is being lost? $200 million a week. That'll add up to probably $1.2 million by the time Congress returns to Washington, and they can actually pass a funding bill maybe in the beginning part of September. And the standoff for that is they pass up potentially $1 billion in tax revenue to save $16 million in subsidies for 13 airports. Yeah, I have fuzzy math sometimes, but that doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense not to do that. Now, as far as safety is concerned, somebody asked me that, somebody I know that's flying. Ooh, no. Do they have replacement players? What's going on? That's not the people we're talking about. The construction workers are in the middle of construction season. It affects them. And the 4,000 workers that have been furloughed, none of them are air traffic controllers or anybody that has to do with what's happening in the sky. They're different kinds of jobs. So what happened was the Senate passed a version in February that left in place a federal rule that would make it easier for unions to organize at airlines. Previously, the unions had to get a yes vote from the majority of eligible employees, whether they actually voted or not. And employees who didn't show up to vote were automatically counted as no votes. So you can see how that would be upsetting and a stickler to some people. Now, 3 or 4 months ago, the House passed the version, right? There was a lot of lobbying from Delta. And the National Mediation Board is investigating if there was corporate interference with the union election, by the way, of last year. So... What then went on to happen was in Congress, a committee of basically senators and Congress folks ironed out the differences and each chamber passed the compromise bill. That's what has happened in the past. This time it did not happen because the Senate Democrats refused to go along with a compromise that killed the union organizing rule, which the president said he'd veto anyway. So the stalemate, if you're following this, costs us, the taxpayer, at least $1 billion in fees we're not getting. And it costs us, the taxpayer, those jobs for those people who are jammed up and don't now have a job. And they're part of that system of trying to find a job at XYZ age, and they can't do it. They can't find those jobs. It's not like they grow on trees. And especially with the competition. At the top, we have to say this. Bubba Smith, remember him? He was an overall pick, number one pick, in the 67 NFL draft. He went on to be an actor. That's why some of you might have seen some of the stuff he did. But he was a career, All-American career player at Michigan State. He was unbelievable. I've seen old footage of him. And he was taken in the draft by the Colts right away. He played on the defensive line for a couple of years, and he was traded to the Raiders. And he played it there in 73 and 74. He finished his career with the Oilers, 75, 76. And at 265 pounds, 6 foot seven, he certainly, without a doubt, was one of the biggest players of his era. He won a ring at the Super Bowl, one of the early Super Bowls, and went on to two Pro Bowls, rather. And he was known for playing, I know you'll know him the second I say it, Moses Hightower in the first six Police Academy movies. So if you think of that character, then you know who I'm talking about. And they haven't determined the cause of death, but they think that he died of natural causes. They think that's what it was. Sad. I remember those police movies. He was so good. He just had those eyes that popped that he couldn't, you know, those incredulous eyes. What? How could this be? He had that look on his face and made it seem so real. So he was good. He was good for that kind of humor, and he played well with others. And that's key when you're casting one of those kind of movies. You have to have people that can play, can get along with others and can play in that same space. Otherwise, wouldn't it make it a little bit more difficult if the person that you were dealing with wasn't really willing to go at least halfway, you know, go part of the distance anyway, right? I would think. We have forgotten about this guy. It's like he's fallen off the face of the earth. With Gaddafi and the hunt for him and conversations over what's going on in America and how much we're spending, in the middle of all of that, you know, believe it or not, something else has come up with Hosni Mubarak. He's rejecting the charges as the trial is starting, and he says he denies the accusations completely. He went from hero to zero to loser in just such a short amount of time. The Egyptian president for seems like ever, they found him on a hospital bed inside a metal cage, and he is denying any kind of corruption or complicity at all in the in anything that has happened in the killing of protesters at the start of his trial on Wednesday, because that has happened in Cairo. And he's, of course, trying to do what he can to make sure they realize that it's not him doing that. Supposedly he has very little emotion, and he's just kind of watching the proceedings from afar. But I don't know that anything's going to come of this. I don't know that they're going to get any satisfaction in the... Well, maybe they will. I shouldn't say that. Because there were plenty of audience people around and relatives of protesters killed in the uprising. And so kind of the usual suspects were there, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Coming up in just a few moments here on America Tonight, if you like ground turkey and you make turkey burgers and throw them on the grill, beware. There's a big, big recall happening that could affect you. I've got some of the skinny on that coming up on the flip side. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a
oh, yeah. Celebrating a birthday? Oh, a lot of people are. We're going to let you know who's celebrating a birthday. It's time to have some fun here on America tonight. It is. Well, the president celebrated a birthday. 50 years old. Do you think he looks like he's 50? I don't know why you want to be president. Everybody ages in that job. I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, or something else. He definitely has gotten gray. To be sure. He celebrated his birthday, and he's not the only one. Still probably celebrating his birthday from the 3rd of August, Tom Brady. Boy, does this guy have the life. 34 years old, won a couple of Super Bowls, and he's married to Giselle, has two sons, one from the beautiful actress Bridget Monaghan, who he dumped to go hook up with Giselle. And then, of course, he married Giselle, and he's got a son with her as well. Also celebrating a birthday on the 3rd, Martha Stewart. She had a life, too, until she got greedy over a couple of $100,000. People still pay attention to Martha Stewart, but not like she was. She was huge. Still has her empire and all of that. 70 years old, Martha Stewart, so a huge birthday for her. Martin Sheen, you might not agree with his politics, but you might like his acting, or maybe you agree with his politics. He was on the West Wing on television, and of course, back in the day, in his younger days, Apocalypse Now. All right, check this out. Tony Bennett, he left his heart in San Francisco, 85 years old. I like Tony Bennett. I saw Tony Bennett last year, believe it or not. Between all the rock people I see, I'm a rocker kind of person. Or I like blues, good blues club. I actually got tickets and went to see Tony Bennett, and he was great. He's got a daughter named Antonio, who I think is in her early 30s, and she's got a wonderful voice. She's taken over the franchise of jazz. Celebrating a birthday coming up later in the day. They might be blowing out some candles. Jeff Gordon from the auto racing world, 40 years old. How many Winston Cup championships has this guy won? A ton. I was just looking this up the other day. Handful of Daytonas, etc. And he started racing when he was 4 years old. So now he's 40 years old. Ooh, that makes me feel old to think of Jeff Gordon being 40 years old. I already mentioned that the president turned 50. Roger Clemens, 49 years old. Clemens is a guy who was... Oh, I watched him pitch in a couple of different uniforms. He was a stud pitcher, and then things unraveled for him. He's on trial right now in that whole steroid mess, really for lying to Congress. Big birthday for him, 49 years old. Billy Bob Thornton, the ex-husband of Angelina Jolie. You know things have gotten rough when he's identified that way. He was in a movie I liked, Sling Blade. He's been in a couple of movies, actually, I liked. 56 years old. Billy Bob Thornton. The Queen Mother. Is the Queen Mother is still alive? I don't think. Is Bess still alive? I don't think so, right? No? I can't remember. I thought she was. The Queen Mother, 111 years old. That can't be. I don't think so. I think she died a few years ago. If not, boy, Charles has no chance with that lineage to ever wear the crown. I'm thinking it's not looking good for him, most likely. All right, and sadly, at the tail end of the week, it would have been, over the weekend, it would have been JonBenet Ramsey's birthday. I was just talking to somebody about her, and will we ever really find out what happened there? And I think the answer to that is no. But she was murdered in 96, and to put it in perspective, it's like that frozen in time thing. You see the photographs of her as a little girl all dressed up in the beauty pageant style and the video that they showed a zillion times. Do you know that JonBenet Ramsey would have been 20 years old if she wasn't murdered? Whew. 20 years old. Wow. All right, moving on to a couple of other things. One of my favorite deals is to sometimes go back in history and look at what happened. I mean, you know, that whole thing about history repeating itself and what do we learn from history. Just fun facts. I mean, forget that nonsense. So if we were looking back on this day and we went back to 1944, do you know that this was the day that they say, anyway, Anne Frank was captured. Did you ever read any of that? The Diary of Anne Frank? I had to read that when I was in school. Very sad, but I guess very powerful if you look at it from a different angle. Hopefully never repeated again. I mean, she kept a diary about her life in hiding, where she talked about all kinds of things, and the entrance to the secret annex was hidden by a bookcase and former employers of her family and friends would deliver them food and supplies, and obviously it was very risky for them. And they lived in rooms with blacked out windows and never ever flushed even toilets during the day because they were worried that they would somehow be detected. And, wow. In 44, in June of 44, I guess she was excited because you had the Allied landing at Normandy, and she thought that the liberation of Holland would happen. And then you fast forward to August of that same year. That was her last entry in her diary. 3 days, 25 months of seclusion ended with the Gestapo. So they had been given away by an informer, and they were arrested along with the people who had helped to shelter them. They went to a concentration camp in Holland, and in September they were shipped to that awful place, the Auschwitz death camp in Poland. And so that was the sad ending to the Anne and her sister. They caught typhus actually, and they died in March of 45. Less than 2 months later, the camp was liberated. So Otto Frank was the only one of the 10 of all the Frank family to survive the Nazi death camps. And after the war, he returned to Amsterdam and was reunited with one of the employees who helped to give him shelter. And she gave him the diary, which she found, you know, not touched after that raid. And of course that became huge because it's basically talked about what it was like all those years. And people forget that it was a lot of years that they were down there. A lot of years. Mm. So this was a sad day. Something else that happened in this week in history is, and I mentioned this earlier, that there was that exhibit of the Chilean miners that was happening at the Smithsonian. The Smithsonian Institute was created, if we go back to 1846. And you think of the exhibits, you think of how big the Smithsonian is. Wonder what it was like in 1846. Mm. Also this week, if we went back or went not too far back, certainly not to 1846, we went back to 1974, President Nixon resigned. Remember that whole Watergate thing? If we went a couple of days from now, if we looked ahead, because we'll be into the weekend then, and went to 45, an American bomber dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and changed forever, I think, the way we look at, certainly at nukes and look at the war and what happened in the wake of that. If we went to the exact time, it would happen at 8:16 in the morning. It was a B-29 bomber, and it was the Enola Gay dropped the first atom bomb. 80,000 people were killed as a direct result of that blast. Another 35,000 were injured. And at least, they don't even know the exact number, 60,000 or so would be dead by the end of the year from the effects of the nuclear fallout. And Truman was very discouraged by the Japanese response to unconditional surrender, so he made the decision to drop the atom bomb. Hang with us, we're kicking the can down the road.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do it too, till you call up on the floor. I like to reggae, but you dance fast for me. I like to make my food. You can make me sing. Put it on, red woman. What is wrong with me?
All right, so since you just tuned in to America Tonight, Kate Delaney saying howdy. And welcome to a world of hurt when it comes to what's going on in D.C. It just seems like this is what we do. You just keep on pushing it forward, just like the FAA. Well, if we can't work it out, so we'll just put a Band-Aid on it. We'll do it 77 times, and then now we're in trouble, and all these people are out of work. Oof, how did that happen? I don't understand. Here's some fun facts I thought that I would throw out for some of you who are in cooler climates. You know, back east for a couple of days, it was warm. They even had some strange days where it was 100-some degrees. Now it's in the 90s, and that seems almost cold compared to people living in parts of the South like Texas and Oklahoma. I saw an interesting story about records somewhere. I don't remember where I was in a line and looked up and happened to see it, and I assumed that we were going to hear about this kind of stuff. But Texas, the state of Texas, is setting, sadly, electricity records for the third straight day they did it. And, of course, the reason why is because really the entire South is baking. Whether you're talking about Phoenix or Little Rock or Dallas, Texas, I mean, we're not talking about 100 degrees or, ooh, it's 101 degrees. No, my friends, we're talking about 110, 113. I picked up my iPhone today and it practically melted in my hand. No kidding. And I wondered if Steve Jobs would give me my money back. Yeah, this thing melts in my hand, literally, and my whole life just drops there before me. What happens? So things are really burning up. 114 degrees in Little Rock, Arkansas. Texas, same thing. So the records are crazy records. If you've got 33 days in a row of triple digits, you're getting closer to that record of 42. 42 is a record that was set in 1980. And so what does it mean? They're concerned about the power grid. And they're telling people conserve electricity or you might get rolling blackouts. So when you're in your house, turn off the electricity during the day. And when I say turn off, like don't have all the lights going and pull the curtains shut and all that sort of stuff. Because what's happening, and they're asking people to conserve between especially 3 to 7, since the high temperatures really hit between 4 and 6 o'clock, really. And the amount, the wattage that's being pumped out. And, of course, what are the alternatives? It's like many of you have called and said before when we've talked about this on the show, I think Don in Wyoming was somebody who's always said this. Well, geez, can't people just, you know, there's little things people can do to try to conserve how much electricity they're using. And what will we do if the electricity goes out? That would be disastrous when you're talking about 110 degrees. So you've got players, high school football players who are practicing in shorts and helmets. They're taking more water breaks. They even have cool-down tubs all over the place where they're just getting off the, you know, getting off the field and they're jumping into these cool-down tubs. Memphis, same thing, by the way, because I'm going to leave other places out. 106 to 100 and whatever there. I already mentioned Little Rock. You know, it used to be, so who cares? It's whatever, you know, it's high. But now this is just a particularly rough week. And, you know, when you're using thousands and thousands and thousands in neighborhoods of extra electricity on the grid, there is much more chance that that something could happen, unfortunately, to the power. And if the power goes out, you know, then what do? You know what you do? You get in your car and you turn on that air conditioning. And, I mean, that's what do? Or you go to a movie. I bet you the movie theaters just have to be jammed with people that are looking for some cool alternatives of where they can be or where they can go, where they don't have to crank up their electricity so high because they can't stand that terrible, terrible heat. So anyway, if you're in any of the spots that I mentioned, be careful. I mean, obviously you know that, but I guess sometimes when you leave a house, you feel like you're okay and you can be okay outside. And then before you know it, there's all kinds of people that are fainting from the heat and dehydration and having serious, serious problems. And you want to end up in that crowd where you can't, you know, you can't barely pull yourself off the pavement when you've gone down from dehydration or something else related to it. So besides fainting over the things that have happened the last couple of months, really, when it comes to the direction that we're headed in with so many people, I mean, so many people counting on Social Security at the end of the day, I would tell anybody who's younger, boy, that's not what you want to do. You want to save and you want to set your own course. And maybe you want to diversify that portfolio. I said on the show at the beginning of the year, and some people wrote me letters suggesting I had no idea what I was talking about and I was out of my mind, but gold to hit 2,000 by the end of the year is not so far-fetched. It really isn't. And it just it correlates. The more dollars we print, the more the greenbacks are weak, the more we see that gold goes in the opposite direction. I mean, there's definitely correlation between the gold price and the U.S. debt ceiling, and you can track that. The U.S. economy is flatlining, and flatlining is not a good thing. I know you've seen that on some of those medical shows you watch where people start flopping around, and then they scream out they're flatlining. We are flatlining, folks, because we've got slower growth than was expected. And it didn't evaporate overnight just because they took care of lifting the debt ceiling. I mean, the gloom is still hanging around. The prospect of more money, of printing more money by the Federal Reserve is not necessarily a great thing. Quantitative easing. We've talked about that. QE3 isn't even a certainty, but it's certainly more likely than it was even last week. And that, of course, pulls down the dollar even more and causes even more problems while you have the euro exploding. And really, so the debt debate might have been a little bit of a distraction, but gold is the hedge a lot of people like against the currencies and rampant inflation. And I think the problem is getting worse. So we aren't going in the right direction. The printing money, which people don't realize, and that's what they do, and that flatlines us, the more that you keep going to that as the answer, the monopoly money, the more actually it's hurting every single one of us. I mean, the fall of the dollar, and when does it come back? How does it bounce back? Someone was suggesting to you today, it is bouncing back. Well, really prove it to me. How is it bouncing back if we are printing money and we don't know what it's worth, basically? We don't know what it's worth. The rules are ridiculous. And flat currency is not a good thing. If you look at currencies across the board, my concern is paper is getting more and more valueless, and ultimately, is the dollar going to be the standard, or are we going to go to something else? Think of the Chinese, who I think are just licking their chops at the prospect of all of this. I mean, because really, all's fair in love and war, and we might be getting cozy with the Chinese, and we might have plenty of meetings with them. They hold our debt. It's not in their best interest to see the United States collapse now. It's not, because they're still making plenty of money off of the U.S. with all the exporting they do and all the goods that we take in. But what happens if that scenario turns kind of in a different direction? You would think it would take a long time because there's so many people in this country. But that's the problem. You can't just assume, and we assume too much in this country. All right, Casey Anthony, I'm going to really make a hard left turn here. But we talked about the story so much. Her lawyer is on the warpath, Jose Baez, and he's saying that she would be in harm's way if she had to return at all to Florida to serve probation. So there's a hint. She must not be in Florida because the judge ordered her to return and start serving probation for check fraud. A hearing for her probation is set for Friday, but now they're saying that she probably won't have to show up for it. And then there was one judge that said she did have to report for her probation, but then he recused himself and turned the case over to another judge. And she's been out of the public eye since she was acquitted last month in the death of her daughter. But that decision upset so many people. I mean, really, virally, it was everywhere, that there were massive threats made on her life. So she vanished pretty much after she left jail on July 17th. Coming up next, we're talking about HOAs in the middle of this economy.
Does someone you love have an addiction problem that rules your life? Are you spending all your energy trying to control the chaos and drama of theirs? Is insanity your new norm? Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net is meant for you. Host Denise Crocta helps you navigate through the chaos and drama of loving an addict. offering information, possibilities, and hope. Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've talked about HOAs and some of the bruising they've been taking across the United States. And there's two sides of this coin, certainly. Somebody that we've had on the show before, Sandy Denton, she's the chair of the Texas Community Association Advocates. And she always adds some, I think, a wealth, actually, of information to shed some light on what's happening in the Lone Star State and how it also affects others in other parts of the country. As you know, as I said, many of you dealing with a similar thing. And a lot of that has to do with the image of the HOA. Sandy, the last time we talked, it's been quite some time. That's what we were talking about, as what was happening with, you know, home ownership and people paying dues and being part of an HOA, and what were the positive things and why, for some reason, a lot of them were getting just brutal reputations, and I wonder if that's changed in that time, because I think it's been about a year.
I would hope that it would have changed. What we are seeing, though, is especially with what's happening with the economy and more people out of work and some of, you know, more mortgage foreclosures and all of that, that owners within the associations are appreciating where the association is stepping in and taking care of those abandoned properties, as well as generally working with homeowners on their assessments and understanding that some people are unemployed, and so making payment plans and working with them versus just drawing a line in the sand in terms of you have to pay your assessment now, or, you know, we'll move forward on collection efforts. So a little bit more compassion in that regard.
Yeah, that's a good point, too, about the properties. Because when, as you said, when there's a downturn in the economy, even people, bless their hearts, that are trying to keep up with things, if they can't do it, then you see the property values deteriorate in neighborhoods. That can be a brutal beating when you're somebody who lives, you know, a couple of houses down, or just around the block or whatever it might be. So certainly that would be one of the positive things, absolutely, to the HOAs. I know in Texas there was a lot going on with the legislature, and I wonder where all that is now as far as HOAs are concerned.
We actually now have the most aggressive HOA reform in terms of the laws in the state of Texas that passed this last legislative session, and the governor signed into law in June. And so many of those bills are really effective January 1st of 2012. Some of them will be effective this September, and then a few of them are already effective when they came out of session and the governor signed them, they became effective immediately. So we are all in the process of really evaluating the impact of the operations to associations, and many of the elements of the laws that were passed are going to be very beneficial to people living and working in community associations.
Yeah. I was curious about this. I told somebody on the show and that you were, you know, just a, like I said, a fountain of information. And when a new development, I've always been curious about this, a new development comes to pass, how does it all start out as far as an HOA is concerned? Does somebody push to see that happen and there's meetings? Or how do HOAs, I guess I'm asking this in new properties, how do they get established?
What has happened, and really the beginning of community associations were back when the various municipalities were looking for ways to have others start providing services. And now what we find is more and more municipalities are requiring a developer to establish an HOA so that there will be some ongoing entity to take care of the parks and recreation facilities, street lights, security services. Many municipal services that used to be provided by cities or counties are now being provided by the HOA, so that allows cities and counties not to have to carry the tax burden on those, and then those costs are covered by the assessments that are paid through their homeowners associations.
Yeah. And the average dues, I guess they vary too. That depends. I've checked with a couple of different places. We have people listening to us on the West Coast and then the East Coast and certainly in Texas, all over the state of Texas. And that varies as well. So does that often depend on what services end up becoming part of that HOA, or how is that determined?
It really is based on the level of service. If you have a gated community that has all private streets, and everyone in that gated community is paying for the private street upkeep as well as any amenities that they might have and basic deed restriction enforcement, architectural controls, they might be paying for trash services, whereas in a smaller community that's all public streets and maybe they don't have a swimming pool and all they pay for is trash removal and deed restriction enforcement, so their assessments are going to vary. And then when you look at condominiums and high-rise condominiums, you've got all the infrastructure related to that that go into those assessments. So basically when you're in a condominium situation, you're paying for the roof over your head through your assessment, versus when you're a single family, that's not part of your assessment.
Yeah. You've been doing this for a long time. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen happen, Sandy?
Oh, boy. that's interesting because it's hard for me to pin one thing. I would say what has become kind of fun to start seeing is the transition back to a desire to build community and get back to knowing your neighbors and doing things within the community and not always looking to just come and go. People are, especially with the economic conditions, people are home more and they're not going away as much, and so they're having an opportunity really to participate in community activities and just be there with their neighbors and get to know their neighbors a little bit.
Yeah. Sandy Denton, always fun to have you come by and talk with us about HOAs and home ownership and where we're headed in those kind of directions. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. All right, so we move from talking about communities, and I think she's spot on there. I've noticed that in my own neighborhood, to be honest, where people were just coming and going blowing through, as I say, and all of us are doing that. Now, all of a sudden, there's more chit-chat. People are paying a little more attention to who's on the right of them and who's on the left of them. And I think that that's a good thing. I think it's good to know who your neighbors are, certainly, rather than just somebody you kind of wave to and you're not really sure who they are and you think you saw their name in the directory. And I guess that's probably one of the upsides also to some of these HOAs. All right, there's a downside when it comes to the reaction of what just happened in Washington with the debt ceiling, and that's these ratings. So from Beijing, there, believe it or not, is an agency called the Dagong Global Credit Rating Company, and they're saying that the deal doesn't change the fact that the U.S. debt growth has outpaced its economy and fiscal revenue. It's not really well known, this rating system outside of China, but they're hoping to play in the same space as the bigger ratings agencies like Moody's and Standard & Poor's and Fitch. Remember, Moody's, there was concern about our credit rating. How many times did Tim Geithner say that? That, oh, you know, it's going to downgrade us, and what will that do to us globally? So Moody's is saying the U.S. is going to get its highest bond rating. It'll retain that high bond rating, but with a negative outlook. So what does that mean? Oh, the plate looks good. It has a lot of fries on it, but geez, there's 1,600 calories in them. So it's like a backhanded compliment. It's ridiculous. Negative outlook attached to that is not a good thing, so that doesn't look good. Then you have this, the collateral damage from the U.S. and, of course, the European debt has now shifted to the currency wars that I was talking about earlier, what's going to happen with the dollar. And Japan is jumping into the fray here into the currency markets to try to stem, if you will, the rise of the yen. The Swiss cut rates, the franc is really driving things. It's crazy what we're seeing happening now, as in a reaction to the debt ceiling being lifted. I guess the good news is the Dow was up slightly, the NASDAQ was up, and the S&P was up versus the crash that it had the other day. But it's still like gambling. It's legalized gambling. You are standing at the craps table when you're standing there on top of the markets trying to figure out what you should do. Hey, any thoughts on the show, send them to me through the website, americatonight.net. Just click on the email, and in the words of Tony Soprano, you are in. Bada bing.